Welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast, hosted by Dr. Becca Tagg. We support clinicians who have been bitten by the entrepreneurial bug, looking to strengthen their practice to better serve their clients, employees, and themselves.
Hi there, this is Dr. Becca. Welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast. This is session 38, and we're going to talk about five ways that you can use Gmail or your G Suite to simplify and improve your processes. This is a little bit of a different episode or session for me because I don't typically think of myself as a tech savvy person, as evidenced by the last podcast session. I wasn't even sure which microphone I was using when I was talking to Shannon, and she helped me sort of troubleshoot that I actually was selecting the incorrect microphone, which probably has negatively impacted the quality of my voice or the recording of my voice, right? It's not going to change the way my voice sounds, but hasn't negatively impacted the audio quality. So hopefully I have that fixed, and hopefully that it's better and more easy to listen to. But it started to make me think that I bet that there's other things that I can do that don't require a ton of tech savvy that could help me maximize my time. And I was listening to the Practice of the Practice podcast with Joe Sanok, and he had a podcast that talked about one of the ways that we're going to talk about today about using G Suite that I thought, oh my gosh, mind blown, this would be so helpful. And so I did some Googling and found some other ways. And so I thought I'd compile five and share with you guys today. If you're driving or walking the dog, I don't want you to be trying to take notes at the same time. So I'm going to put some links in the show notes that will help you to see exactly how, or create a task analysis or step-by-step or a link to a video of how you can actually use these tools that I'm going to talk about. So I'm going to give a brief overview, and then I'll have links in the show notes if any of them sound like they would be helpful and useful to you. So first, I want to start out by being a little bit more clarifying in that when I'm talking about Gmail, I'm really talking about a G Suite. And so that is when you have like my email address, drbecca@delmarbehavioralhealth. So my agency or my organization uses G Suite for a variety of different services, including email. And so the first thing you want to be sure to do is to accept or complete a HIPAA business associate agreement. It's often called a BAA. And you want to do this to be sure that you have a up-to-date BAA that recognizes HIPAA to allow you to be operating within compliance of security and privacy for the information that you're transmitting and receiving using your G Suite services. So it's actually super easy. You sign into your Google admin account or console, and then you're going to click company profile. Click profile. Then there's a link or a sort of box that says security and privacy additional terms. And then next to that, it says HIPAA business associate amendment, and you review and accept. There's going to ask you some questions that help you to identify if you are considered a covered entity. And if yes, then you click accept. So super easy to do and super important. So that's number one. Number two, I'm going to mention canned responses. And canned responses are a way that you can respond efficiently and easily to some of those emails that have the same questions or the same comments. So maybe it's the initial email that is about initiating services or asking about fees or asking if you're hiring. And you might want to create what's called a canned response. And so once you create that in Gmail, you'll no longer have to type the same response over and over. You'll be able to use it. So what you want to do there is you put up an email, you go to create an email, and then you're going to click that little gear looking icon, and then you click settings, and tabs or labs, sorry. And then there's a canned response option and you just click enable and then you just compose and you type in the message that you want to save as a canned response. Then you can, there's like an arrow at the bottom and then you just put new canned response. And then you can title it, so what you want to call it, and then that's it. So then the next time you're responding to an email, you can click the respond button like normal or reply, but instead of typing text, you're going to use the arrow at the bottom right and select your canned response. That bottom right arrow that faces down, that's right next to the trash can. And I think this is super amazing. If I think of us, there are a couple emails that I type regularly, and one of them is a reminder to parents about our education event at the end of each month on the last Tuesday of the month. And so I can set up a canned response for that, or a canned response for when somebody submits their resume or asks if we're hiring, or a canned response when people are asking if we are interested in doing some community service work, so or what insurances we take. And now some of this can go directly to my virtual assistant, who's fantastic, and sometimes people message me directly. And so I always want to be thoughtful that when they are reaching out to me, that I am responding directly. So that's number two. Those are setting up canned responses. The third one that I'm going to mention is called information rights management. And so Google has a new, you've probably noticed that Gmail has some different things kind of happening. And one of them is this information rights management. And what it does is it lets you limit what a person can do with the message that you've sent. So the controls are called information rights management, and it lets you remove the option to forward, copy, download, or print email messages. And this can be really helpful in reducing the risk of confidential information being shared with people who shouldn't have it. And so I have a link for that. It's a little bit longer than being able to describe, so I want to be sure that I have a link for that for you guys. So that's three. Number four is sending emails later using the Boomerang Chrome extension. And Josh Pritchard taught me about this, and I really appreciate it. It is a add-on or add-in. I'm not sure exactly what it's called, but you download it, and it lets you compose emails at any time of day or night, but it lets you set a future date or time when you want to send that email. So one of the things that's really important to me is that even if I'm working late, that my employees are not getting email messages from me at all time of day and night, right? So I want them to, within what's appropriate, to not be working when they're not at work. And I don't want to say that, but then also be sending them lots of messages, making it difficult for them to truly unplug. So even if I'm up late one or two nights a week working on emails, I use the Boomerang to send later so that no matter what time I compose the email, I can send it, I can have it set to be sent the next day when business hours open. The another piece of that is the Boomerang part, where it'll like come back to you. So if I haven't taken action on a specific email, I can click the Boomerang button and have it set so that it'll come back to me in 2 days if I've not taken action on it, or 3 days or a week or whatever that time frame is. I think the free version allows you to do 10 a month, and I gave that a try after Josh mentioned it to me. It was super helpful, and so then I went ahead and got the paid version. Okay, so we've gone through four things that you can do with your G Suite that I didn't know about, and maybe you didn't know some of them. We're coming up on the last one, so just to review, we want to be sure that you've accepted the HIPAA Business Associate Agreement, or BAA. We talked about setting up canned responses. We talked about the information rights management option. We just talked about the Boomerang Chrome extension that lets you send emails later or to Boomerang or send them back to you. And then the last thing that was total mind blowing for me was setting up appointment slots in your Google Calendar. So you can actually go in to your Google Calendar and you select a date that you want to create appointment slots. And then you create the event box and you click appointment slots. And then you enter details of that appointment. And then you can choose to set the times as single or smaller appointments. So you can really get the specifics in there. And then you can click the appointment slot event on the calendar and then edit details. Copy that and then send it to people, and they can use that link to book themselves into schedule these appointment slots in your schedule. So I currently use Calendly or Calendly. I don't know exactly how to say it. It's a paid subscription for the year. And so people can book appointments with me that way. But I also used that because I didn't know that this existed. So again, this is setting up appointment slots that then there'll be a link in the show notes that you can use to get them set up for yourself. And then you're going to create these appointment slots, copy the link, and then you can send those to people who may be interested in booking appointments for you. And it's super easy to do. I think I read that this was created to be really helpful for faculty. One of the things that we're going to be instituting in my organization, Del Mar Center for Behavioral Health, is kind of office hours for our BCBAs, so that RBTs who want or need some additional support on program delivery or something else can set up times to meet with the BCBAs and, for short periods per week. And I think I'm going to use this to help them get some structure in that time. And I had no idea that this was even a thing. So again, we're talking about 5 different ways that you can use your G Suite business account to make things go more smoothly and hopefully more efficiently. I appreciate you guys tuning in. If this was your first episode, I hope that it's helpful. I know that this is a bit different than the usual podcast sessions. And if we're not growing, we're dying, right? I want to be sure that I'm always doing things that are new and different. And some of that is because it's uncomfortable. And only when we are outside of what feels comfortable are we really growing and stretching. And talking about technology is certainly not my usual jam. And helping you to be more efficient and targeted in the way that you're using your time so that you can really do the stuff that means the most to you absolutely is my jam. So I hope that you've heard one or two things that you're able to take away from this podcast session, and I would love to hear about it on the ABA Business Builders Facebook group, or you can send me a message via email or Facebook, whatever way feels most comfortable for you. You can be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so that you don't miss any of the sessions. And you want to keep an eye out on thebusinessofbehavior.com, because pretty soon I'm going to be sharing some of the documents and packages that we use within Del Mar Center for Behavioral Health to, again, hopefully give you guys some quality material that will free up your time so that you can spend your time doing exactly what you want to do and what fills your cup. I appreciate you taking the time with me here on the Business of Behavior podcast. Time is one of our most valuable resources because it is so finite. I hope you have a great rest of your day.